Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is Dustin Vaughn Warnke, producer of this fine show that's been airing for the past 20 years. Welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoor writer for the past four decades and writes for a whole host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly outdoors column that appears in over 50 Texas newspapers, and he's lived the outdoor lifestyle since childhood. Luke partners with such companies as Pyramid Air, the ultimate source for air guns and outdoor essentials, CVA muzzleloaders, and their fine line of CVA Cascade centerfire rifles, Smokin' Tex electric smokers, ATN thermal scopes and binoculars, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation, Butcher Packer Supply, everything for the home, butcher, and sausage maker, the Dallas Safari Club at biggame.org, and the Saskatchewan Department of Tourism. Now, here's Luke to kick things off with his longtime friend, Larry Weissoon.
Well, what a nice introduction. Folks, it is time for us to spend about an hour and have some fun talking about hunting and fishing. We're going to kind of equal parts hunting and fishing, but always the first segment of Catfish Radio is with my buddy Larry Weissoon. Larry and I have been doing this together every week for... Larry, did you know it's 20 years now, buddy? 20 years.
Oh, my gosh, Luke. I'll tell you what. It is. I've said so very often, this is the one thing I look forward to every week, is to sit down and be able to talk with you, whether it's at a real campfire or kind of a virtual campfire. And, you know, we're in the middle of July. We're in the middle week of July. We've got we just came off of a great convention with the Texas Wildlife Association. Yep. We have got the DSC Summer Expo and DSC Foundation Gala coming up next weekend, mm-hmm. or next week, actually. And I'm sitting here thinking about deer hunting and, good gosh, you know, DSC was fantastic. People need to become members there, and they can do that by going to biggame.org. And it's, of course, conservation, education, and hunter advocacy. And while we were there, we presented an award to the Legacy Award from the DSC Foundation to Mr. Steve Hornady from Hornady, which is accurate, deadly, dependable, and got to spend a fair amount of time with Dr. John McCall and Joe Cunningham at their booth at Stealth Vision, and they're making some of the finest scopes available, of course, based here in Texas. And then, too, Taurus. I had the chance to visit with those guys and talk a lot about handgun hunting with Taurus Rage and Hunter that I use. But the other thing I need to mention is I'm thinking about deer season. And, you know, I love coffee, and I know you do, too. And I'm sitting here. I came across there as a guy named Bobby Winfrey, who is a friend of mine who – become involved with a coffee company that he's kind of got me hooked on. I'll tell you what, it's called Agara Coffee, and it's a special blend that put together. It does all kinds of great things, and among other things, it's really helped me remember some details about hunts that I kind of had forgotten. So I'm kind of pushing it onto that, but that's pretty good stuff. Oh, my God, if anybody wants to learn about it or even get some, and I highly recommend you do, because it's really tasty, and you can go to agara.com/Bobby's Better Life, and I tell you what, it is truly some good stuff, and I think we got you kind of ready to get on all that as well, too, Luke.
Boy, I tell you what, I love coffee, as you do, Larry. Yeah, I'm anxious to try it out, especially this memory deal.
It may be scary.
Yeah, right. If it'll help some memory, I'm all about it. Folks, Larry's been, last time we were together, which was a couple of weeks ago, Larry had already was telling me about this Agara coffee and some of the benefits of it. I think just regular coffee, honestly, just stand alone helps people in a lot of ways, and you know, well, yeah, maybe it's you know, might raise your blood pressure, whatever, a little bit, but I love coffee. I think it helps with this, whatever they do to it must be We'll learn more about it as we go along. But yeah, number one is Agara, A-G-A-R-A, .com. Is that right? That's the website?
Yeah.
Okay. I might need a little sip of that for freshening my memory here. From anyway, yeah, Agara Coffee. Okay, we're going to learn more about it. I'm going to be drinking some with you next time we're at a campfire.
Yes, we will, by golly.
Guaranteed.
Yes, we will.
You're right, Larry. Less than 2.5 months, we're going to be able to hunt. Deer season's going to be open early October. That's less than 3 months. That's 2.5 months from now. Those old bucks right now, I've got two trail cameras out by the house. And those bucks they're showing what they're going to be, I think, right now. The one, you can tell how many points they're going to have and what kind of frames coming up on them. It's an exciting time. It makes me think back many, many years getting ready for deer season. A lot of people, don't really concentrate on kicking their feeders off till about now, or maybe
right,
in a couple
right.
A Texas rule of thumb, get your corn feeders going in August, right? I mean, we've been doing that for eons, but I keep mine. I live close to a spot where I hunt. I keep them going year round for hogs, but I have been seeing some good population of deer right here by the house coming in. Hadn't seen any bucks on it for a couple of 3 weeks. I did see one or two a while back, but they're hitting that corn, and it won't be long, Larry. It'll be time, buddy.
It won't be long. You're right, and I think part of the deal is what you mentioned right there is you've got does with fawns coming around right now, and,
yep.
and really these bucks are still kind of bachelored up in bachelor herds, and I know in vision with David and Edgar Cotton over on their property, then spending a little time with them, when you do see a buck, generally there's more than one there, and mm-hmm. so they're kind of still kind of traveling together. But you're right, that they're still kind of bulbous up on the tips of yep. those antlers, and as long as they've kind of rounded up there on top, they're still growing. But the frames are there, the basic number of points. There may be some little kicker points, mm-hmm. that start showing up kind of thing. But for the most part, these antlers are set. They'll keep growing probably until about, another good month. And then they'll start hardening, and then it won't be long after that as the daylight hours start decreasing. Their testosterone level will start growing up, and by then those antlers will be totally finished growing. And then what happens is there's a boost of testosterone, and it constricts the blood vessels going up into what was the developing antler. And when that happens, it starts kind of velvet will come off by itself, but it's kind of, I'm sure it itches a little bit and all that kind of thing with the, so they rub it off. And then interestingly, very seldom do you ever find any strips of velvet where a buck has, been rubbing the velvet off, because in most instances they will, when that velvet comes off, they'll eat that velvet. And it's kind of a conservation of energy that's produced, from that or with that. So, but we're not that far away. I mean, it's time to make sure that your rifles are shooting like you want them to, your bows, your crossbows, whatever you're into, or, like with you, you've got, crossbows, bows, real rifles, muzzle loaders, air rifles, my gosh. And then, of course, we got Jeff Rice who does with us on a Sports Alive. Jeff's got all those, plus he's got a spear as well too.
Right, yeah. That's true.
I guess there's a lot of you're gonna have to do a little bit more preparation than what you and I are, because
I know
it takes a little something.
I'm a cheerleader for old Jeff on that spear throwing, but that's yep. That's different strokes for different spears for different people. That's what he's actually been successful, and I get it. He loves it.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll also take a 30-06 or a muzzle loader or a bow and shoot one. Yeah, I do. I've got I tell you what, I'm really excited about is this 10-point crossbow. I've shot crossbows in the past, Larry,
right.
Years back, but it's probably been The last time I've really hunted with a crossbow, you were there out in far west Texas, not far from San Angelo.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I remember I shot a buck with a compound bow. That was a fun hunt. I'll never forget that. That was the most challenging hunt I've ever been on in my life. I'll tell you why. There was a native West Texas deer herd, like anywhere in West Texas, and they'd fenced in about 1,000 acres on that ranch we were hunting. Well, right. they had some high genetic deer in there, some monsters, put it that way. And then they still had a contingency of just run-of-the-mill, you know, West Texas bucks. And I never will forget that I was allowed in that area. They wanted to get rid of those native deer. And you didn't right. – I remember asking the gentleman that was in charge of that. I said, well, I really appreciate getting to hunt in here, but – you know, what am I looking for? And he says, well, you've hunted deer all your life. I said, yeah, I know about deer. I understand. He said, well, you're looking for a native West Texas deer buck, a run-of-the-mill buck. And I said, you're not going to see one, a mature one, that's going to score in here more than 125 inches probably. That's all I really needed to know. But I shot, you remember, an 8-point. With the bow, and he was 115-inch, probably a 3-4-year-old probably. But he was one they wanted to let go. But I remember there was one standing next to him that would have, you know, one of those 180s, you know. Yeah, oh, yeah. I said, wait a minute. What was challenging wasn't so much in determining which deer to shoot. You know, it was pretty obvious, but making sure that rascal was off to himself when you shot.
Yes.
You know, but I got him. Then I used that. I was talking about the 10 point. The next morning I used a crossbow and hunted a different spot and got another one of those run of the mill
yes,
bucks out there. So, yeah, so I'm going to be, I've got, it's not hard with these 10 point or any good quality crossbow to get proficient pretty quickly with them, but it's the mechanics of it that I think people need to get ingrained
yes,
in their mind, right? You know what I mean? How, what, you know, it's, if you're hunting with a centerfire rifle, well, once it's sighted in, you flip the safety off and get steady and squeeze the trigger. But a crossbow, there's a few things that, you know, cocking, decocking, a few things to learn, you know, about them.
That there really are, but the thing about it is a 10-point makes it so much easier than,
yeah,
than the other ones. I've shot crossbows a little bit, never so much hunted with them until I got this 10-point. And it takes a little bit, this is how I do this,
yeah,
this is how I do this, this is how I do this. I remember when I first got started, I'd write down instructions that
yeah,
I carried with me, on, you know, either on the phone or in my pocket.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's really easily done, and the beauty of that is you can decock it, you know, and let the string down and mm-hmm, take the bolt off. And of course, my first hunt of the year this year is going to be for black bear mm-hmm, on the Choctaw, and I'll be using a 10-point crossbow there. So, and that'll start the same weekend as our MLD in Texas and bow season in Texas and of course archery season as well and in Oklahoma and a whole bunch of other states. And then of course we're talking about, you know, being 2 months, 3 months away, whatever it is, but you look at South Carolina down in the low country, their hunting season for white-tailed deer starts there August the 15th. So we're a month away.
That's right.
from there.
I am being told that our segment one length is about done. So how about this? How about if we take a break? I'm not through talking about deer with you at all. And I have some more.
Right.
I got some more deer talk I want to do with you. Let's take a little break, quick break, and come back. How about that?
Fantastic.
Well, friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Look, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34 millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission.
they have a little green light that comes on when that scope is leveled, because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products, and folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.